The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. And I think it's so special to be able to gather together, knowing that we're meditating in community with other people gathered together now at this time for the same purpose. That's pretty special. And in the theme of care, that's the theme of this week, I like the idea that we sit in circles of care. And right now, one circle is a circle of us sitting here for this morning meditation, and that there can be care. There can be very simple tenderness or warmth or very simple feeling of being together, being friends, being a circle of care. And then it's nice also to let that circle of care to expand outward to all the people in the world right now who are sitting down or engaged in their spiritual practice, chanting, prayer, meditation, bowing, prostrations, service, whatever their spiritual practice is that they're doing. We actually sitting in that larger circle of that goodness and that dedication to something beautiful that we're all capable of, that spirituality hopefully is awakening in our hearts. And we sit in that wider circle of care, and we're intimately connected to even wider circles of all the people now who are sick with COVID-19 and all the caretakers for them, the medical professionals. And it just goes on, this huge circle of millions of people who are involved in care and who we care for and who are definitely now part of our wider circle of concern. And then this wider circle, their care can just keep expanding, and the softening, the opening, that responsivity of the heart to all the people for whom our life depends, the people who grow our food, who harvest it, who ship it to the stores, to the people who put it on the shelves, to goes on and on, the people who make our life possible in so many different ways. And the circle gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And in some ways, we're all interrelated now in this world, one way or the other. And we sit in this whole world as community, as our circle of care. And to take in all these circles of care can be inspiring, can be softening, can be opening, can be big, yes, yes, here we are. And it's also somewhat conceptual. It's a little bit of work to think about all this. And so then we sit and meditate and turn inwards, and we feel the work. We feel the conceptual mind working and busy, and we settle ourselves and feel our anxiety, feel our tenderness, feel our tension, and really begin to bring mindfulness and care to this inner world and settling it and opening it and being here in a deeper way. And so this inner and outer world that we live in, there's a meeting place for that, and a place where it gets simple, can be simple, and that the care of the outer world, the care of the inner world, arises out of the absence of greed, hatred, and delusion. The absence of being caught up, preoccupied in desire, being caught up and agitated with ill will and hatred, and without the mental proliferation and confusion and abstractions of delusion. And this place where this absence of greed, hate, and delusion exists within us, that is the source, that is the meeting place, that is the way that caring for the wider world and the inner world, the responsivity for that arises. That is a place where it's not a lot of work. So taking a meditation posture and doing what you do to settle in and to be here. Perhaps breathing deeply, almost as a ritual of waking up to the present moment. Waking up to the present moment through our lived experience. The lived experience that our body reveals to us. And to let your breathing return to normal. And we begin the process, we might begin the process of touching into a place of where there is no greed, no hatred, no ill will, no delusion, and how we attend to our breathing. Can we be with the breathing in such a simple way that there's no expectation, no assertion, no aversion to anything? Is there a way, is there some corner of attention, some way, a corner of breathing that you can attend to and feel and be with? That has no attachment, no clinging. Where breathing is allowed to be as it is, simple and relaxed. Where you are allowed to be as you are in the simplest possible way, that place inside where there's no assertion, no holding back. Where the present moment experience is allowed to be just itself, an awareness. Awareness in the simplest possible form, the simplest possible way in which we know something, we know the breathing, is a knowing with nothing extra. Just the simplest, simplest, simplest possible knowing of an inhale, where the inhale has no past, no future. The inhale is the only thing that exists in the simplicity of no greed, no hatred, no delusion. The inhale is allowed to be as it is. And the exhale has no past, no future. In our thoughts, in our reflections, no thinking about past and future. Just the exhale. In the way the exhale exists, independent of our desires, independent of being what we are for or against, being aware of breathing in that corner of the awareness of mind, in that way in which the mind can know things most simply as a phenomena of the moment, where there's no need to want it to be different. Where there's no need to appropriate experience to the self, or to reference it in a conceptual way or complicated way to me, myself, and mine, to how it is for me and what I think about it and my preferences and how it reflects on me and how well I'm doing or poorly I'm doing. That place inside where knowing, the knowing of breathing and the breathing are allowed to exist in its own, in their own relaxed way. This is the meeting place of the inner and outer world. This is the source place from which the circles of care can flow effortlessly. In whatever way you can feel, know, intuit the absence of greed, hate, and delusion in sitting here. Let that part of your experience be what you trust, be what you rest in, be the way in which you're aware of the present moment experience. you find yourself thinking, relax the thinking muscle. Let your thinking become quieter. And then if you can, let go of your thoughts just enough so you can let go into a place within, place without, a place in your experience of simplicity, of openness, of peacefulness, where there is no tension, there is no pressure, stress, a place of awareness where there is no greed or wanting or desiring, operating, where there is no hatred and ill will or aversion, and no confusion, delusion, a place of simplicity that's equally open to all that's within and all that is without. As you sit here, don't worry about what you consider not working. Assume that your meditation practice is just right. Not a problem. And then sit, be aware, in the middle of it all. A place of simplicity. A place where there is no attachments and desires and clinging. Where just to be alive is enough. Breathing, aware. Each moment allowed to be itself, with no before and no after. Just this moment. Now, as we come to the end of this sitting, I'll extend our circles of care outward into the world, naming different categories of beings. And perhaps you can follow along, allowing your imagination to somehow pick up the words, the ideas, and create any image or impression that corresponds to what I'm saying. Not trying too hard, but just allowing yourself to be carried. Your care to be carried outward. And may it be that our care, all of us meditating this morning, may it spread around the globe to each of us, to our little community, so that our care is wide, broad, extensive across the globe. And that through those of us who are together this morning, may our care extend outward, as if each of us is a node, outwards to the people that each of us knows, each of us will be in contact with today, or in communication with, or each of our friends and family and colleagues and neighbors. And that somehow that each of those are further nodes for our compassion. And our care, our compassion, our kindness extends out beyond them and spreads and spreads and spreads directly between the people who are known or contact or people experience. And in this way, the circles of our care expand almost exponentially, very quickly. May our care expand and grow. May those of us that we touch others with kindness. May we support the good and goodness of those we know. May we care, and may our caring spread peacefully, gently, inspiring out into the world. And may it be that our mutual care for each other is what nourishes, supports, inspires, and promotes the dignity and value of each person. May everyone in the world be cared for. May everyone in the world know that there is someone who cares for them. And may we express our care in the things that we do.